Hello, Lion fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lion's Den podcast. Adam Williams here, and joined once again by head volleyball coach Mike Smith and senior libero Uli Martins. Guys, how you doing today?
Hi, I'm good.
Thanks, Adam, for having us on.
Of course, Coach. It's been a while since we've been on. We talked right before we went on air. Six games in between our last conversation. Obviously, you and I have talked off mic plenty of times, but you wrapped up the PBC SAC crossover 3-1 during that tournament, and then 1-1 this past weekend at home as we hosted Queens and Catawba. Let's briefly recap these six games and get your thoughts of how the team performed.
Well, you take Georgia College was the first match we played on the Peach Belt Conference, South Atlantic Conference crossover. Defeated them in three strong sets, long match. Turned right around, played Augusta University that evening. Long four-set match there, coming out victorious. So after day one, we're excited, we're exhausted. Make the trip over to Aiken, South Carolina, play USC Aiken the next morning, and win in four. The fourth set being 35-33, just a great match. Long rallies in each of the sets. Then we go against Lander immediately. We had just the warm-up time to get ready. Give Lander a lot of credit. They played very well, deserving to win. We ran out of gas. We really did. But, like I said, you give Lander all the credit there, and we bounce back. You come back this weekend playing against Queens University, just a long match. Both teams hitting over 200 attempts. Just a great match. Unfortunately, we just didn't do enough to win. We led in every set until set four. Just wasn't able to get over the hump early, and it hurt us. Turned around on Saturday, probably had a little hangover still. Lose both sets, first two sets, I want to say an extra points, come back and win in five, and just great resiliency as we're down 13-11 in the fifth set, come back real four straight points off to win. And so, you know, we've had a great 2 weeks. I think we're still coming through, playing a lot of our best volleyball. We're really putting it together defensively. Offensively, this past weekend, we averaged 17 kills a set in one match. We averaged 13 kills another set in per match. And, you know, just one of those things that we're starting to put things together. And once again, I think it's due to the unity of the team. I think we talk family, and we don't just use the word family lightly. We use it as meaningful, and I think they're starting to continue to put that together and grow.
I want to touch more on the return to South Atlantic Conference play this past weekend. We talk about Queens, and numerous career highs were set in that game. Sarah Goddard with 26 kills, Jordan Schmucker, 59 assists, but Uli, 50 digs. First time in your career reaching that number, setting a new career high. Earlier this season, the best was 32 against Lincoln Memorial. What did you see out on the court, and how were you able to kind of gauge where the ball was going to amass such a high number?
I think, like we say, we have this family type of setup, and I feel like a lot of times the hitters, they overthink when they're hitting I think the connection between the defense and hitting is really important, because when a hitter is hitting, they need to make sure that if they being smart and don't just bang the ball, they can trust us to dig and also to cover the ball. And I feel like if I'm going to tell them to be smart with the ball, I got to kind of like back it up with the digging. So that's kind of how I felt on Friday. I felt like there were so many rallies, and the biggest thing that I was telling them is be smart with the next ball. Don't waste a swing. But if I'm going to tell them that, we got to dig and we got to put the ball where they have another opportunity. So I think the biggest reason for it is because of this setup they were having. We're playing more as a team rather than just going there and just swing and swing and swinging, have a lot of hitting errors, which we've been not having anymore. And we've also been not having serve errors. So we've been really working on living for the next play rather than wasting some opportunities.
So in those two games, 90 digs total, incredible numbers in just two matches, and especially back-to-back nights. From both of your perspectives, though, Coach, you mentioned earlier how there may have been a bit of a hangover to start out against Catawba. Talk about, from your perspective, how to fight through that. But then, Uli, as a player, how do you fight through trying to get your feet back underneath you after such a thrilling game Friday evening?
I think you have to look at, you know, as I talk about, and I think Uli will say something similar, I rely heavily on the seniors. I tell them all the time that they've been through these wars. They understand what they have to do. And sometimes it's not what I say. It's what they do. And that's what we kind of relied on Saturday was, hey, we've got to turn the page. We got to go. And I let the seniors really dictate a lot of what we did on Saturday. Like I said, we played great volleyball, unfortunately losing the first two sets, but bouncing back. And so I think that's the mentality I've used a lot of my coaching is you have seniors there for a reason. They've been through the wars with you, and they're the ones that at the end are going to be your foundation that you have to turn to.
I think on Friday we lost, but we all try. I think back in the past, we didn't play a really good game against Queens when we played at home. So our biggest goal on Friday was to play our volleyball, and I felt like we did that. But it came down of execution, a lot of hearing errors when it came to the end. We were struggling on finishing the game. Many of times on the sets, we were ahead, and then we would be winning 6 points ahead, and then we would lose again when it gets to the end. And I felt like on Saturday, what we tried to focus on was to close. To be able to close, and I felt like we start struggling. I think we were ahead in the first two sets, and we end up losing. But then we were like, are we going to keep up the same stakes, or are we going to just try something new? And I think everyone were really into that, and we knew that winning Catawba, we already beat them at their place, and we knew that it's a big victory for making a bigger of separation between the 7th and the 8th, which it can be really helpful. Because then you can get the number 2 or number 3 rather than getting the number 1. And I felt like we just focused in one goal. And I felt like it was pretty impressive. In the tiebreak, we were losing 13-9. And then Addison, which doesn't get that much of a playing time. And she came in and she served pretty well. And then she made 6 serves in a row. She even got up on a dig. And we were able to complete. And I think that shows a lot of what our team is. Which is every single player, every single middle that we have played that match, which you have 4 middles, and all of them came, all of them contributed. And I think that explained a lot of the team win that we had that day.
We talk about unity and depth, and Coach, you and I have talked about it at length, about the depth within the South Atlantic Conference. Uli hinted at it, just trying to force some kind of separation. We look at the last 5 games of the regular season coming up. We're recording just previously, about an hour away, you guys are going to take to the road to take on UVA Wise. 3 straight on the road, close out the season with 2 at home. The focus going into these final 5 games, again, for both of your perspectives?
I think all the 5 games, all of them are, but like, we can win all of them. I think UVA Wise, Coker, and Limestone. Limestone has been growing as the season going, but I think there are teams where it's good for us to accomplish the confidence and just doing our job and not overthinking, just playing our game and focusing our game. And I think Wingate and LR are 2 really good games, and I think we have a chance of winning both of them. I think we proved that we can actually beat big teams, because USC Aiken is a really good team. It's our 2nd in the Peach Bowl Conference. But I think they're good for us to play in a different pace. And what our block last time that we played against Wingate and LR, our pace on blocking and our speed in the game was way slower. And I think nowadays we're 100% different team. And I think it would be a really good game. And I think we have great chance of winning all of them.
You know, the thing that I talk about all the time with the team is we have to look at one match at a time. Tonight, playing wise, we have to go. You know, anytime you go on the road, it's a tough environment. We just have to look at that. What do we have to do to win that match? Then we focus toward the weekend. With each one of the 5 matches, they all have different barriers that we have to get through. But we all, as Uli alluded to, we are a different team. We do play at a different pace. We are doing things different. We're 1-16. I can call on any one of the 16 players now and go with them with confidence. And that's what's helped us throughout the year. And I think that's what's going to help us the last 5 matches. The other part of it is being able to, you know, control your own destiny. We want to do things our way, and hopefully, you know, at this point, see where we can get to by what we do, not having to hopefully rely on anyone else. And the more that we can do and allow them to have the confidence to continue to move forward, I think that's what's going to allow us to have a successful end of the run here at the end of the year.
Coach, I know, again, we talked about kind of these little goals throughout the year. The first goal was get 16 wins, no matter what, you're 500. Next goal is 20. it's on the horizon there. But like you said, one game at a time, as much as you want to, you know, look ahead and keep talking about it. But I want to shift back to Uli real quick. And I think a lot of people know you just solely as libero on the team, but I don't think they know the backstory that you were originally recruited as an outside hitter. Mm-hmm. And kind of that transition reinvigorated that spark for the game of volleyball. What have you seen as your biggest, I guess you want to say, changes from that mindset freshman year all the way to now your fifth season and looking for a fifth straight conference appearance? You know, what have been the biggest steps that you've taken as a player?
I think on the beginning, I felt like since I never played libero in my entire life before, when I got here, I felt like I had to focus on what I was good at, which it was just serve receive. So I felt like my contribution on the team, I don't think defense was always there. And I felt like I learned over the years. But I feel like nowadays, I feel like Coach and I, he gives me a range, like he gives me freedom to really help on the defense. And because sometimes I feel like I have maybe a better feeling than he does since he's an outside the court. So he really like lets me run it. And I asked him stuff and we go back to back. And I think that's really good. And I think nowadays my contribution to the team is not only on the digs, it's more also as the helping how we're going to achieve the better goals and making some decisions. In since I am really close to them, I kind of know when somebody's nervous, when somebody's stressed, and I feel like they kind of count on me to help them. So when we're doing some serve receive, we made like some changes. We used to pass with the right back, and now we pass with Grace and George and Vegas, and it's a lot of talking between us. And I feel like nowadays my contribution, it is a bit on the court, but I also think it's a lot of the feeling. I feel like I have the feeling of just make sure that we're all good, we're all in the same, everyone has a voice, and that we can get every single individual their best volleyball to achieve the wins.
So you talk about kind of upgrading performance in terms of overall defense and just being a leader on the court and off the court as well, but I want to focus in on digs. Coach and I were looking at some numbers last night. I don't know if you've looked at career numbers and records or along that way, but you're moving up the ranks in terms of all-time digs at Mars Hill. Have you ever considered the mark that you're leaving on this program, or is it, like Coach says, just one game at a time looking for the overall goal?
I don't know. I'm the type of person that I think I always going to think the people that are in the number high, I think I'm here for 5 years. They've been here for four. So I'm never going to take that out of them. I think I'm kind of a little bit cheating because I've been 5 years. So I kind of feel bad for that. I think probably they have an amazing liberos here in the past. And yeah, it's nice to leave the mark, but I'm more about the right now. I feel like I'm way more about affecting the 15 girls that are in my team and make them more comfortable to the future, because future they're gonna have one of them are gonna maybe to step up to be a libero. And I think I'd rather leave the mark of giving them help, giving them tips to make them grow up, rather than just numbers in the records, because I think I've been 5 years and they've been four. So
yeah. You speak about the 5 years, and I think it's anyone that has come to know you over these years, it's net sad knowing it's been 5 years and that soon you're going to be departing the hill. And I just want to take the time now, and I'm sure we'll talk between December and now, but just want to take the time now and thank you for everything you've done, not just for this program, but for the university, this community. Certainly one of the best ambassadors I think Mars Hill can offer in terms of showing what a student athlete can be, the success that they can have. So again, the phrase, you know, give the roses while you can. So Uli, thank you for so many memories. And again, I'm sure there's going to be many more within the month to come. Coach, you've been around Uli for about a year now, maybe a little less than. Mm-hmm. Can you speak on what Uli's contributions to this team have been and what you've seen out of her?
Well, I think you have to look at it. And Uli and I, you know, we had to learn each other. She didn't understand how I coached. I didn't understand how she played. And we got through the spring and really developed a good relationship. Player coach, also one that's confident in each other. I think she believes in what I'm coaching, but I believe in what she's doing and what she hit to it. She's been a great teammate. She helps with a lot, and I think when you have the confidence of your team behind you, that's, you know, that's one of the things we allude to, is she has amassed all these digs, but part of that is due to the blocking. Part of that is due to how we do things. But it takes her teammates to help her, and she understands that. She's one that will never take credit, but she has to understand that she's been a main contributor. She doesn't give herself enough credit. She always thinks she could do something better, and I think that's what's going to help her be successful in life. She's always looking for the next step, and I think that's what she's provided in my time here. She's always tried to find what can we do better, what can we do to increase what we're doing, and how are we a better team. And, you know, the one thing she doesn't give herself credit, you know, she has been here for 5 years, but she went through a very rough period just like everybody else did. And you have to look at last spring as a growing opportunity, a limited amount, and now how do I make that more effective? And I think that's part of what she's done. She's used her opportunity to be a great ambassador, a great leader, as you alluded to as well, not only for our volleyball team, but for our campus and for our community. And when you have that, I think that's what's helping us overall as an athletic department. I think we're finding that through many student athletes and coaches and staff, is we're all working toward the common goal. How do we get better on the Hill? How are we better representatives in the community, in the conference? And I think that's what we're seeing this fall, is we're seeing a product of all that hard work and determination as a department. And you know, there's potential great things going to happen here once this fall semester wraps up.
I'm looking forward to what you're alluding to, Coach, you know, the postseason accolades and just anything that's to follow. But like you said, one day at a time. Tonight, taking on UVA Wise at 7 p.m., Friday on the road at Wingate at 7, and then Saturday on the road at Coker at 2 p.m. Lions return home on Tuesday, November 9th versus Lenoir Rhine, and then close out the season on Senior Day, Saturday, November 13th, the final five games. I appreciate both of you guys taking the time and doing this. Didn't mean to hold you up during your pregame routine to get on the bus and head out there. But obviously, you know, Uli, congrats on everything, and best of luck in these last five remaining games. Coach, to you as well. And hope to speak with you guys soon.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.